This is the first day of the year. It is also the first day of the rest of my life, of the rest of your life. So I said to myself, Seth, what do you want to tell the people on this, the first day of the year, the first day of the rest of their lives? What would you like to tell them? I thought about it for a long time, and I searched the scriptures. I searched the scriptures that started with "in the beginning." But for most of us, it's too late to start at the beginning. Many of us have already passed the beginning stage. So what do you do when it's too late to begin at the beginning? My suggestion would be, begin today. Let this day be the first day of the rest of your life. Go forward, forgetting those things which are behind, and pressing towards the mark of the high calling of God. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 35 and 36, are two verses that I have underlined in my Bible. I have them circled. These two verses have helped me since I first got saved. It reads like this: "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." When I read that many years ago, I realized that there were many times when I had done the will of God, but I did not have the patience. I didn't have the patience to wait on the Lord. When He didn't answer in my time, I became impatient. But God's time is not our time. In 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, is the story of a man who became impatient. Samuel had made an appointment with Saul to meet him at Gilgad, and there Samuel was to offer a sacrifice for the armies of Israel. Saul waited and waited and waited. On the appointed day, when Samuel didn't show up when Saul thought he ought to, Samuel told his servants, said, "Bring me the sacrifice. I will offer them." And no sooner had he offered the sacrifice, and lo and behold, Samuel shows up. And Samuel said, "What have you done?" Saul said, "Well, I waited, and you didn't show up when you were supposed to." And the men were becoming impatient. They began to wander off. They were leaving me. So I told my servants to bring me a sacrifice, and I would offer this sacrifice unto God. So I forced myself to offer this sacrifice. Samuel said, "You have done foolish." You see, kings were not qualified to offer sacrifices. This was the job of the prophets and the priests. Samuel said, "You have done foolish. You have not obeyed the word of the Lord." He told Saul, "If you had done what was right, if you had been patient, if you had waited for me, God would have established your kingdom forever. But now, your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart." So what do I take away from this story? Be patient. Wait on God. Isaiah 64 tells us, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor hath the eye seen, what he has prepared for them that wait for him. Be patient. His ways and his thoughts are way above our thoughts. Maybe you are frustrated because it's taken so long to get where you want to be. Yet now is not the time to talk yourself out of your goals and dreams. Now is not the time to get discouraged. You may feel that you have so far to go, but the truth is, you don't know. Your dream may be just around the corner. If you stay in faith, who knows? It may be sooner than you are anticipating. God will breathe new life into your dreams. He wants to put new hope in your heart this year. You may be about to give up on a marriage, on a troubled child, on a lifelong goal. But God wants you to hold on. If you will put on a new attitude and press forward, you're headed down the final stretch. You'll see him begin to do amazing things. I know that there are some who feel that you have circled your Jericho wall long enough, and the walls are still standing. And there's others that feel that you have dipped in the river enough times to be healed. But God is saying, dip one more time, walk around that wall one more time, and he will begin to work in your life. You need to turn off the negative messages. You need to quit telling yourself, I'll never land back on my feet financially. I'll never break this addiction. I'll never land a better job. Instead, your declaration should be, I am closer than I think. I can raise this child. I can overcome this sickness. I can make this business work. I can find a new and better job. This could be the year that your health turns around. This could be the year that your child comes home. This could be the year that you meet that man or woman of your dream. The darkest hour is just before dawn. The greatest difficulties always comes before the birth of a dream. If you'll keep believing, keep hoping, keep doing the right thing, if you'll stay strong for the final push, you'll see the situation turn around. You'll see that promise come to pass. It's like a woman that's having a child. The first 2 or 3 months are not so difficult. No big deal. The mother still looks good, feels good, but in a few months, she begins to gain weight. Her feet swells up. Her back hurts. She has morning sickness. And by the 8th or 9th month, husbands, you know that you had better give that woman some space. Just do what she says, and nobody gets hurt. And the wife gets more and more uncomfortable. But then, when she goes into labor, all the other challenges seem insignificant compared to the difficulties of giving birth. Truth be told, if a woman in labor had a choice, she'd say, I don't want to do this anymore. It's too difficult. I can't do it anymore. The doctors, the nurses, and sometimes the husband keep saying, push, push, push. And before long, she pushes the baby out. And soon she forgets all about the pain. It's the same principle in dealing with daily life. The greatest difficulties always comes just before the birth of a dream. Before you see a new level of God's favor, don't be surprised if things come against you to try to discourage you. People may try to talk you out of your dreams, to convince you to settle where you are. You might not realize it, but you are about to give birth to what God has put in your heart.